Your evenings are never bored again when Tea Life is around.
Night show on CFM here. Hey, what's up? It's TB. Okay, so for the first cabbage recipe tonight, it's the pizza cabbage. Woo! This is something that your kids will definitely fall in love with. First, chop up your cabbage into thin strips and blanch this cabbage first, you know, in a hot water, blanch for like 5-10 minutes. Now, in another bowl, beat 4 eggs and add cream cheese, salt, and mix well. Now, in that pan, heat it up and add the butter. After the butter melted, add in your blanched cabbage. Make sure to flatten it out. Spread it all out. Make sure to dry off the water before you add in as well, okay? Now layer the cabbage in a pan, add in the egg mixture. Ooh, this is gonna be delicious. Then finally on top, you can layer on some mozzarella cheese and some slices of sausages. Cover it up and cook for a few minutes until the cheese melted and you're done. You can even pop it into the oven to broil on top so that you have like a golden brown crispy top of mozzarella cheese. Ladies and gentlemen, pizza cabbage is something you should go and try, okay? TFM.
Tea Life is where you learn to enjoy life.
Woo! Oh, TFM Tea Life is here indeed. Hello, what's up? It's TB here. Okay, so the next cabbage recipe is the Napa cabbage rolls. I mean, Napa, we all know it's so good when you put it into soup, right? So first, get your Napa cabbage, blanch them in water until it's soft. Next, dice up some carrots, shiitake mushrooms, garlic, and scallions. Mix it all up and fry these ingredients. Halfway through, you can add some tofu. Now, this one tofu, you can just crush it with your hand, mush it everything into the pan so it becomes very, very tiny pieces. Add soy sauce, oyster sauce, salt, and pepper to taste. And after it's all mixed well, you can opt to add in rice if you want. If you want to make it like a full course meal, then you can add rice. If not, you just want to have snacks, don't need to add the rice. Set it aside to cool it off, and when it's cool, roll the ingredients onto the cabbage and roll them up like a popiah. Pan fry these cabbage rolls and finally serve it with some oyster sauce and sesame seed. If not, just eat it as it is with some hot chili tomato sauce, whatever it is. It will be delicious. This one can be a snack, can be a full course meal, like I said. Also, go try it, okay? Because this one, I don't think like only your kids will love, but those elderlies in your home will also love it as well. TFM.
It's here, it's here. TFM's Tea Life is here.
Woo, nice show, TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's TB. Alright, so now for the third recipe, cabbage patties. Now, this is a viral recipe. It's on TikTok. First, chop up your cabbage in small onions. Chop it into very, very small pieces. In a pan, add in your onion. Fry until it's caramelized. Mix the onions with your chopped cabbage. Now, this is what the recipe said, which is use scissors and snip away the onions and the cabbage in a bowl, which I don't think is necessary. All you gotta do is from the start just chop it into tiny pieces and you get to skip this part, alright? Anyway, after that, add an egg, salt, pepper, garlic, and other seasonings like rosemary, thyme, cajun spices, whatever you like, and of course, finally add some flour. Mix all the ingredients well and use your hand to squeeze that into a patty shape or a ball shape. Next, you can either pan fry, deep fry, or air fry these cabbage patties, and you have yourself delicious, because it's really, really good, and healthy cabbage patties. Go and try this yourself, because not only your kids will love it, but you can also make this for like parties, or when you bring it to like a pot sharing party, everyone will love it. TFM.